The November election is just weeks away, and ballot counting systems are being tested all over Washington ahead of it to ensure every vote is counted and counted accurately. NWPB's Lauren Gallup watched the testing process in Pierce County.
So the purpose of the test today is to ensure the entire tabulation system is functioning properly and fully prepared for counting.
At the Pierce County Elections Office, a handful of county staff, state witnesses, and party observers are outside the ballot tabulation room. Kyle Hogg is the Pierce County Elections Manager. He tells the crowd what's on the agenda, a logic and accuracy test.
We have a test deck of ballots that have been prepared under prescribed rules by the Secretary of State. We know the results ahead of time. We're going to scan those in. And with our political party observers here, we're going to confirm that what the machine says it should be actually is based on those results.
State law requires that this test be done before every election.
Right, it's a test of the system itself so that we know that the ballots going in are being calculated, literally added up correctly.
That's Paul Prosiv, Elections Management Analyst with the Washington Secretary of State Office. He's here with other representatives of the state to sign off on the test. The test is a step-by-step process. First, the test administrators print what they call a zeros report.
All zeros.
Goose eggs.
There's nothing there.
That shows there are no ballots in the system before the tests go through. All of this is closely watched by the official observers, one Democrat, one Independent, and one Republican. Christopher Johnson is the Republican Election Observer Coordinator.
And it works real well when both parties are there. We're watching each other like hawks, and we're watching the staff here.
It's a slow process, and Johnson says if it's working right, it's honestly boring. But you can tell he and the other observers are passionate about the process. They're asking questions and chatting with each other.
This whole observation process only works because the two parties work together. I tell my volunteers that come here they have to work well with others, including people they disagree with.
The observers stand together, watching as ballots are loaded, comparing the results. After it's confirmed there are no ballots left in the system, a set of test ballots goes in. The results of those are already printed out. So once the test ballots are run, they compare the two results.
The number one thing you're looking for is that the test deck ballots, the results come out the same as they went in.
Observers and state and county staff sit and go through the results line by line as Hawk reads them out loud to make sure they
James
match up.
James 2, Tracy 3, Ryden 4. Clinton 2, Robin 3, Ryden 4.
Evan Davies was the independent observer, and it was his first time. Going into it, he says he didn't have any assumptions of what it would be like. Having done it, he says,
I think it gives me more knowledge to explain how the process works. Today reinforced the thoroughness of it.
Davies says he's planning to share what he learned with others, including that it's not just trained election observers who can watch ballot counting, but the general public too.
And so I can hopefully talk and tell others that may have a question or you hear a conversation, a little skepticism out there, and hopefully can kind of clear that away.
All the observers, including the Democratic one, who didn't want to be named, say Pierce County takes these checks seriously. At the end of all that counting, the test passed. In the lead-up to the general election, I'm Lauren Gallup reporting.